You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? Welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. I am in the mountains today, streaming live from Arrowhead Lake Inn. I want to say thank you so much to management here for the beautiful location where we can stream live from. I will post some pictures of my view. We were going to do it outside, but the lighting didn't work out. But I'm very excited. We have a full show of entrepreneurs and people really working towards their dreams. Speaking of that, we have Shane today. He's our first guest from Sugar Hill Sunset. Shane, welcome to The Startup. How are you?
Thank you. I'm blessed. I'm happy to be here. The weather is really nice, and it's a great opportunity to be here with you. God is good.
Yes, good, good, good. I love to see it. It was a pleasure to meet you and your family during Oscars week in Beverly Hills. So why don't we go full screen and go ahead and start from the beginning. Introduce yourself, your brand, your origin story, and tell the viewers and listeners about your goals this year for your brand.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Shane Hodges. I'm an entrepreneur. I was born and raised in Waterloo, Iowa, moved to Las Vegas 7 years ago, and I've been really inspired to be able to be a full-time father along with pushing our family business. It's been a great inspiration to be able to be involved in my children's lives as much as I've been able to with the business, and everything's been really good for us. We were very inspired by the Harlem Renaissance, which was an era in the 1920s where African Americans were able to express themselves through art and culture, which was only 100 years ago. So it's really important that, you know, to us that we really express ourselves through our candles and our different opportunities where we are today to be able to express ourselves through our candles and our different opportunities. I really pride myself on the jazz aspect of our candles as well. We're a jazz-inspired candle brand, so it just means a lot to really be able to have the music side of the brand and just being able to utilize all of that to be able to be a father and to have this business that we have. One of the big inspirations as well for us is me being able to be home on a regular basis. Me and my daughter, about a year ago, we decided that we wanted to start making candles for activity. That's what originally started, but I had the idea in the back of my mind to take it to another level and to make it something that could be a business. So once we launched in August of 2025, everything's continued to grow from there. We've been able to sell a lot of candles. We do a lot of markets on a regular basis. We do about 4 to 5 markets a week. So we're in the community very strong, and when we have different opportunities like the Oscars week, we try to make the most of it. We're a family business, so we always take all of us. I'm married to Shelby Hodges, and we have 4 children now, so we stay pretty busy with doing all of that and making sure that it's family-oriented, and we always bring it back to the original purpose, and that's me being present to be home with my children and to make sure that I'm involved with all the activities and different things that they have going on in their development.
Excellent. Shane, thank you for sharing that story. Let's go a little deeper. Let's talk about the inspiration for the name. Why Harlem and jazz? In case folks don't know the history of Harlem and jazz and how you came up with the concept, how you fragranced the candles, and the name. A lot of people who are starting businesses want to understand the origin of the name, right? So yeah. Why don't we go full screen and share a little bit more there?
Yep. So in Harlem, New York, there's a neighborhood known to be one of the first neighborhoods and areas of Black wealth where Louis Armstrong, Ellis Fitzgerald, where they all lived, was residents in that area back in the 1920s during the Harlem Renaissance explosion. And during that time, jazz was really utilized in the expression of their culture, of our music that we had back then. So that Sugar Hill is known for Black wealth and where they had their first opportunity to really have a nice luxury life, and it's really important to the Harlem Renaissance era as well. And when it comes to our candles, we actually have a QR jazz code, something that we created on the back of all of our candles. There's a link where you can scan the link and you can scan the code and a link will show up and they have an option of Apple Music or Spotify. And it's a 4-hour jazz playlist to go along with your candle burning experience. So we really like to make sure that we lean into the multi-sensory aspect of a candle, not just the fragrance, not just the ambiance, but the warmth of a flame in the music as well, to really bring in that that home of feeling and really create a vibe through our candle that reminds you of an era where African Americans were able to express themselves originally. And that all started around the Sugar Hill neighborhood in Harlem, New York, about 100 years ago.
Wow, that's wonderful. So I'm loving the 360 experience. And it sounds like you are a luxury fragrance brand. It's bringing, for sure. Touching all the senses and really bringing people in. And I love that you're tying in the music with the candle burning experience. Let's talk about fragrances. How did you come up with the names? Tell us about your best sellers. If you have one that you want to show us, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, so So one of our best sellers are our cocoa cashmere. It's a very warm cocoa butter, shea butter scent. It's a scent that actually reminds me of my sister, my nieces, my mother. It's a smell that just kind of reminds me of growing up back in the day. Let's see, do I have one here? I don't have one right next to me at the moment, but it's a very warm scent, very cocoa butter scent. So golden agave is another one that's really popular, more of a citrus scent. But our signature scent is our Harlem Nights. So Harlem Nights was, bringing back to the Harlem Renaissance aspect. And when we actually launched this business, it was about a month or two after our youngest daughter right now, Harlem, was born. So she was born in the era when we started this business. So her name was inspired by the Harlem Renaissance, Sugar Hill Sunset era of starting this business. So that's our signature scent, which means a lot to me. It sells really well for us as well. So those three scents, cocoa cashmere, golden agave, and Harlem Nights are our three top sellers for our business.
How did you choose the artist to link with the fragrance? Did you have a top 10 playlist or a top whatever playlist who did you resonate with?
So we have a very unique way of doing it. So the way we do it is that it's the same link and the same playlist across each candle. It's called the Sugar Hill Jazz Playlist. That's on Apple Music or Spotify. But what we do is on the first of the month, we're very intentional about updating the playlist. So every month on the first, we try to curate it according to what's going on as far as like what time of the year it is. So, when it was January, we liked to bring more of a fresh new style of jazz in. During February, we had more of a lot of love of jazz music. And even during March, we tried to bring more women of jazz in because of this Women's Month. So we try to curate it according to what's going on in seasons. And even during December, we had Christmas jazz. So that's kind of how we make it different and make it more diverse throughout the year. It's just updated. We bring about 15 to 20 new songs in, and we take about 15 to 20 songs out every month. But it's a 4-hour jazz playlist. So it is something that once a customer has a candle, it's theirs to save. So they can just save it on Apple Music or Spotify. And even after the candle's burnt out, they still have the Sugar Hill experience through that playlist.
Excellent. I really can see this blooming. I mean, you have those jazz festivals that just tour and people can connect. And I love, love, love that you brought it to simple product and tied in the family name and your children's name. So talk to me about being a father these days and just making that conscious decision with your wife and going, no, I'm not going to run the rat race. I'm going to show my kids entrepreneurship at a young age. Talk to me, maybe talk to even just, fathers out there, mothers out there, they want to kind of get away from that rat race. What are the first few things they have to do? I mean, how did you do this?
Well, it's going to be commitment and it's going to be a tough decision you're going to have to make, but it has to be calculated. Everything you do at this level and stage involving your family and your children, you want to make sure that it's intentional and very calculated. So for us, we understood that me being away from my children because I'm at work all the time, even though it's reality in our society, it's still an excuse. I'm able to know that there's mothers and fathers who are able to be at every sports event, to be able to support their children through all different aspects of their life and still bring in finances to make sure they can have their home and live their life. So I didn't want to have the excuse of being gone. And with our oldest, who's turning 10 soon, a lot of her earlier years, I was at work a lot. And, you know, it was an excuse, honestly. And I missed a lot of different things that I really wanted to be a part of. This year was her first year competing in gymnastics, and we were very intentional about me being there and making every gymnastics meet, being at multiple practices, doing open gyms, and this, and she just took second in the state. And I really look at that as well as something that we committed to as far as starting a family business so we can be in a gym together, really sacrificing and making sure we put the time in together. And now she's ranked and doing really well in her sport. And I'm so happy that I was able to be involved. So that's a big win for us here in our household. And even for our youngest babies, we have a 2-year-old, a daughter that's turning one next month, and then another one on the way. I want to get ahead of things and understand that they're going to be getting to a space where I want to be involved in and witness all their incredible moments as well. So I have to start something now other than waiting later. And it just all ties into what we started with Sugar Hill Sunset. So even when it's hard, when things are a little frustrating and I'm tired and I'm up late doing things in the business, I always remember why I'm doing this. And when it comes to me being involved as a father, being a dedicated husband as well, it's not much that I wouldn't do to really excel in that position. So that's what my motivation is through that.
Wow. And that'll keep you going. I tell you, those late nights and all of the things when you're like, where do I go? Where do I start? You go back to how you began. And I think that pulls you in. And I love this. I love this message. I love that you're reframing it and you're taking control of how you're going to run your life and your family. So congratulations on the baby coming. Happy birthday to the baby that's having a birthday. And congratulations to your daughter placing in her activities. You're welcome. And why don't you share with us, what's the price point and where can we buy it? And you said Spotify and Apple, but tell us where we can get the candles and have the experience.
Yep. So we have our website, www.sugarhillsunset.com. It's a very elevated website, and you can find descriptions on all of our candles and learn a lot about our brand on our website. Our candles are priced at $38. That's for a 60-hour burn life, because our candles are coconut soy, and it is that multi-sensory experience. And soon we're going to be adding some more products as well. So we're going to really diversify our inventory and what we have available to our customers going forward.
Very good. And yes, I can see this going everywhere. You know, I know that you have distribution, further distribution goals. So I hope I know that you guys are going to check in with us again really soon. And we're going to be teaming up, doing some things we'll announce soon together. Thank you so much for making time. I know your time is so precious. Please send our love here from the startup to your family.
Thank you.
Shane, you're welcome. Congratulations on and tying this in with the music. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just want to say I thank the Lord for being able to be in this position to have air in my lungs still and have my heart beating, to have these great opportunities to express what really matters to me and my family. So shout out to the startup as well. Shout out to you, Monique. I thank you for allowing me to be here to tell our story.
You're so welcome. Love that attitude of gratitude. That's going to keep getting you far. Be well. You guys check out Shane and his family at Sugar Hill Sunset. Get your candles ready, guys, and get that jazz going for a beautiful spring.
Yeah.
See you soon, Shane.
Yeah, for sure. Much love.
Much love. All right, you guys, that was Shane from Sugar Hill Sunset. What a cool story. I love the tie-in of the culture. I love him doing something, him and his family doing something so unique and niche. That's kind of the idea, right? You want to do something that not everybody's doing, that can be supported from different areas of the market. So people already stream music. Why not light a candle if it's a rainy day, if it's a beautiful spring, you know, evening, and you're out barbecuing. Speaking of which, I'm really enjoying being at the lake here. Shout out to Lake Arrowhead Inn. It's a very, it's an A-frame home. Very excited to be here. And I'll have to, like I said, post some photos after the show so you guys can see what's going on. Really excited about a few announcements. We're doing a speaking engagement in New York with some really notable people about journalism. As you guys know, I have many different things going. So journalism in America is the future of journalism in America is the title of the speaking engagement. And you can get tickets. It's called Book, TV, and Film. It's the Book, TV, and Film series, and it kind of covers everything. We have a lot of authors on here. I'm currently writing a book, but we have other authors that are going to be featured that are currently published already. And we also have TV and Film Talk, which is where I come from, television, and some experts in the scripted space. I'm not in the scripted space, but I can speak to independent documentaries and things like that. So stay tuned for that. I'm very, very excited. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors from Oscars Week. Special shout out to Michael Silberg Family Wines and Pura Soda. 65 calories, birth in South Africa. And now here in the States, Pura Soda, fun company, fun energy. Really, really loved. I'm not a soda drinker, but when I do, I have a ginger ale or something to that effect. But I did really enjoy their flavors. They have lime. I think they have a strawberry I tried. There might be a guava in there somewhere, but there's a lot of different sodas. So I'm very excited to have them be a part of our startup family and for Oscars Week. There's so many brands to mention. I really, really would have to go back and look, but we're posting. If you guys want to see what's going on in our event space, you can follow our page on Instagram. It's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com if you want to email us. But if you want to look at what's going on, it's Capaquarius Media. You can also email us here if you want to be on the show and feature some of your brands. The Startup with Monique LeRae at gmail.com. Very excited that we're also doing a birthday giveaway with Peggy Tanhouse from the Real Housewives of Orange County. Really impressed with her brand. She's been able to grow her followership on social media to 250,000 people. She's doing a lot of wellness and lifestyle. So shout out to Peggy Tanhouse and happy birthday at the end of the month. You'll see some of the brands that we're featuring. We've got skincare. We're looking at a potential boat experience. We have an author rejoining us. And a lot of cool things happening. So hopefully our next guest will sign in really soon. Also want to talk to you guys about books because I've been chipping away at my pandemic book I've been talking about forever. I finally am probably about 30 pages in. I know that's not a lot. But what I decided to do for the first book is to have it be just a quick read, right? Not too big. 20 cities were covered in 2020. So I'm going to be highlighting those cities. But what I also am going to do in the book is feature some of the folks that we put in the film. So we'll cover the name of the person that we filmed and what area of business or lifestyle they were in, whether they were a first responder or, a stay-at-home mom or dad. If they started a business or maybe left corporate America to do something else, that will be featured in the book. We're also going to be talking about highlighting folks that didn't make it in the film. There was a lot of film. They say you leave it on the cutting room floor. So there were still a lot of really great people that we covered, but didn't make the cut just for the sake of time. So the first film is a 90-minute, a little less shy than 90 minutes. I believe it's an hour and 18 minutes last time I edited it. So that is kind of where we are with the book. I'm looking to hopefully have it done, in the next couple of months. I really do push myself to get things out. But it takes time, guys. I'm looking back and we're doing editing for the second film's trailer. I've been talking about that forever. A lot of times, just to be transparent, a lot of times the delays are funding, right? Funding many different things and moving parts, editing and going through all the footage, doing the timestamps, remembering the people that you interviewed. How does it go in the sequence of the storytelling? That's really time consuming. And most filmmakers have a big team. Well, they at least have a team. I have an editor and a PR agent. That's all I got. But I'm looking to grow it. Like anything else we talk about on the show, it's a startup. So I want to kind of convey the message that keeping people updated and talking about what it takes and just giving yourself space as an entrepreneur to get through all the things you have to get through is part of not getting burned out. We had someone on here, an author named Tracy Doyle. She talks about burnout and I've experienced it. I've had to really pull back and not feed into that, right? Not really let it spiral out of control. One of the things I've been telling people I've done recently in the last maybe 6 months is that I've taken Saturdays to be unplugged. Maybe I'll post something if it's a family birthday or something very important, but I really don't take phone calls on Saturday. I call it my mental health Saturday, and I do something. I get outside. I do something that doesn't require me being on social media for too long or emails, and that helps me recharge. So I would like to share that with you, and I am sharing that with you because I think it's important. Have you guys been burned out? There's a new course that's starting. I believe it's the top of April with Tracy Doyle. Life Storms is the name of her book. It's now available on Amazon, and it's there for folks who are burned out. She comes from the corporate world, and she's an award-winning entrepreneur. And this book is so candid, so real, so honest, so unfiltered as far as sharing what she really has gone through. She got to the point where she was going to hurt herself, and she wanted to end it. Thank God that wasn't the case. And now we have this beautiful human sharing her experience to help us all avoid getting to that breaking point of burnout. So if you're interested in Life Storms, she has curated a method called the Aurora Method. And that is to help you identify signs of burnout and to pull you back in and put safe boundaries and parameters. You as an entrepreneur, parent, even single people get burned out, right? So if you're interested in that, you can email us, thestartupwithmoniquelarey@gmail.com, or you could check Tracy Doyle, that's TracyDoyle, and the name of the book is Life Storms. So check her out. Well, Sam, I'm hoping people join us. It is a beautiful Sunday, and maybe people are enjoying. Why don't I take you guys outside so you can see the view? So you can check out Arrowhead Lake Inn here in Arrowhead, California. So why don't I take you guys out, okay? I'm going to move the frame so it'll be a little wobbly, but why not go outside? Let's check this out while we're waiting, okay? I like to come on a Sunday because there's less people. The weekend traffic has gone, and you'll have a beautiful experience, a little quieter. And it's going to get noisy because we have cars, but I wanted to show you guys this beautiful view. How about that view, huh? There's the lake, or Arrowhead Lake Inn. All the shopping and boating and jet skiing is available to you there. And yeah, what do you guys think? We'll definitely have to connect you. Like I said, I'll be posting photos and tagging the inn here so that you guys can see for yourself what they have to offer. You can go on the website and check them out at Arrowhead Lake Inn and come down here. Write your book. Write your business plan. Realign yourself. You know, if you're feeling burned out, get out into nature. That's what I would say. All right. So as soon as they log in, we will continue the show. Want to shout out Sam and the team here at LA Talk Radio. We're celebrating 7 years this September on the show. Are you guys enjoying the show? It's been run and gun for a while. And I know I've been telling you we'll get a proper studio. And one day I will actually get it done. But my goal starting this show is really just to be consistent and be on the air and give that message to the startups out there and to the entrepreneur that's feeling like they're alone. So I'm really grateful that Sam and his team have created that space for us for, 7 years in September. I can't believe it. Next week, we're going to have some really great people here. Speaking of Pura Soda, Pura Soda will be joining us tomorrow, but it looks like our next guest is here. So Nancy, welcome to the startup. And she's going to be joining us here. Very excited to hear about her brand and her journey. So we'll wait here for a moment. And again, please like and follow us on Instagram and at the Startup with Monique Larey. All right. We have our author, Nancy, here, which I love that she's early. We love an early guest. So we'll dive deep here once we get her on. And we love our authors, too. So we want to dive deep on that, and she'll be right back. Guys, we have the Emmys coming up in September. So if you are a brand that wants to do wants to be a part of the celebrity gifting suite, there's 150 to 200 celebrities, nominees, influencers, and press that come to these events. If you're requiring high visibility for your brand, it's a really great way to get exposure. We've had some really good press last week and a half, 2 weeks from the Oscars event. So I highly recommend you get in contact with us. That's the startup with MoniqueLaRay at gmail.com. Or you can email us on our media email, which is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And last thing we're going to do this year in that kind of brand placement space will be October 3rd for celebrity charity. It's called F Cancer. It's a celebrity charity featuring many different brands that I'm helping to curate for the guests. It's a gala. So it's hosted by Greg Berlanti. If you Google that name, I'm sure you've seen some of the products that he's put out on television and in film. He's really successful, really nice guy. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few years ago. So yes, get in touch with us if that is something you guys are interested in. October 3rd, that's happening. Probably going to see about 150 to 200 people that are invited or they have tickets. So F Cancer, you can look that up on Google. You can also Google Greg Berlanti if you'd like to join. Okay. All right. It looks like we are going to get Nancy back here in just a moment. Sam, I think she's working on the camera here. A little bit of technical difficulties, but that's okay. That we keep it going. Let me talk to you guys about the other guests that are coming next week. Besides Steve from Pura Soda, which we talked about, that 65 calorie soda. It's so refreshing. And the origin story is so interesting. They're from South Africa. And they rebranded recently, and it's really an exciting brand. The energy, the packaging, and the fact that they can keep the calories so low and the sugar so low. So if you're a soda drinker, Pura Soda is the way to go this spring. And so next, after that, we're going to have an amazing singer-songwriter, Stephanie Michaela. She's been on the show before. She's rebranded as well, and she's got some new music. So we're really excited to have her as well coming on the show next week. And I think she's going to take up the rest of the show. So we'll have two guests unless we add some more. So I'm very excited about that. And what else? There's so much going on. We were going to do the Wine Fest in LA, but it doesn't look like we'll be able to make it. But we want to shout out Sheer at the LA Wine Fest and the wine partners that we work with. They're going to have a great time in June. If you are a wine brand, get a hold of them. They really turn it out. They've expanded that brand as well, I think, to Palm Springs in the desert. So check out LA Wine Fest if that is something you're into. All right. Well, it looks like we are still going to work through our technical difficulties and see what we can do. Let's give a moment here and see what we can do. All right. Let's put Nicole on and hopefully Nancy can get it going. Dr. Nicole here. Dr. Nicole, welcome to the Startup with Monique LaRay and LA Talk Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in the mountains, doctor.
That's nice. I love the mountains. I think I actually prefer them over the beach, to be honest.
Yes, yes. There's something special about getting up here. And so I'm very excited to hear about what you have cooking in your lab. Why don't we go full screen, let you introduce yourself and tell us about your brand?
Sure. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I am a dermatologist. I'm a board certified dermatologist, and I've been in practice for many, many years now, actually 21 years, and the time just flies. It's kind of crazy. And so it's kind of a long story. I could go on honestly for an hour about it, but in a nutshell, what happened was that I realized, when I was seeing my patients, especially the ones that I didn't see as often, the ones where maybe I didn't see them for 6 months, I was noticing changes in their skin, and I could always kind of correlate it to their love lives, which was kind of crazy, right? So I would have a patient come in and she'd just be glowing. Her skin just looked fantastic. And we get to talking because I've known her for a long time. And she'd say she found a new love. She got engaged. Something fantastic happened in her love life. And unfortunately, I've had the opposite happen too, where I've had a long-term patient come in. I take one look at them. Their skin looks depleted, sallow, something's wrong. And then I, you know, got worried. And I would say, well, you know what? What happened? Is something okay? And they'd say, my husband dropped dead on the golf course. This has actually happened. It's craziest thing. And so I got to thinking about it and I was like, you know, their love lives are correlating to their skin quality. It's not the expression on their face. It's the skin quality. And I have a long research background. And so I got to thinking. And I was like, you know what, there's something going on with hormones. And it's not estrogen, it's not progesterone, it's not the usual stuff. And then I had an epiphany, it's oxytocin, the love hormone. And so I thought to myself, well, is this really possible? Is the love glow real? Can I prove that the love glow is real? So the wheels started turning and I started digging into the medical literature. And then I found that there is new research showing that oxytocin is no longer really being thought of as just for, you know, sex, birthing and nursing, but that it's being looked at in the skin and in every organ system in the body, in fact, and it has a positive effect on everything in the body. And in the skin, it's actually made in the skin and it binds to the fibroblasts, which are the cells that make collagen and elastin, which are the building blocks of the skin. And it shuts down an inflammatory pathway called senescence-associated secretory phenotype. So for short, I call it SASP. So it shuts SASP down. And so what happens there is that you're shutting down inflammation and you're allowing the skin to heal and rejuvenate and just be beautiful and glowing. And so no one had ever proven this clinically before. And so I got a group of women together and made a study. And so what we did is that we had a study showing that their oxytocin levels and their skin age score and how they correlated. And believe it or not, I was able to show that there's a linear correlation between the amount of oxytocin and how good someone looked for their age. And so this was very exciting. And it was actually groundbreaking in dermatology that here it is that I'm able to show that women who have higher oxytocin levels, so more love and connection in their lives, their skin actually looked younger for their age. And when I dug deeper and looked into their sun exposure history, it was in spite of sun exposure. So actually the woman who had the most sun exposure, lifetime sun exposure that we could tell in the study looked the best for her age. She had the highest oxytocin level. So this was published in a peer-reviewed journal, and it was actually named one of the top stories in dermatology from that year. And I just found it so exciting because here is the skin connecting your social life, your physical well-being to your social interactions. It was kind of a crazy thing. You know, we think of the skin as this protective barrier, but it's in a way, it's also receiving this information that it's transmitting to your entire body. Because as I said in the beginning, every system in your body is connected to oxytocin. And so I realized that this is a system in itself, and I call it the oxytocin social exchange system. And I believe that it's critical to our health, our physical and mental well-being. And I actually do go out and speak about this here and there. And the more I kind of got into it and started like really paying attention to all of, you know, what's going on in the world, I realized that this could also be a big part of why we have so much anxiety and depression in our populace, especially the youth, because they don't interact with each other the way we used to. I mean, when I grew up, we didn't have phones. So, you know, we got together and we interacted and they don't quite do that. And so what I usually say in my talks is that, you know, social media is not really social. It doesn't count. Your body doesn't register that as a positive social event. And so it's really important that we put the phones down and get together and, you know, look each other in the eye and smile and laugh, get hugs and just, you know, be with your friends, be with your loved ones. It's for our health. And it also makes us beautiful. I mean, it's win-win. So then what I did was I, you know, was thinking about it and I'm like, you know, how can I do this for my patients? How can I get them to look like they're in love even, or have more social interaction even when time doesn't allow or the circumstances don't allow it? Can I bottle this? Can I bottle the love glow? So I got to thinking and I found a botanical that mimics oxytocin and it's been used in midwifery for centuries for this effect. And after some testing and all, I realized that it is okay to use on the skin. In fact, no irritation or anything. We've had great results and worked together with a chemist. We have wonderful formulations. And so this is meant to work on that SAS system that I was talking about to shut down that inflammatory destructive process. And the line is now patented with this botanical and everything in the line, which I call Q-tocin, has this patented botanical in it. And it works on the skin in a different way. So everything else that's on the market is kind of the same stuff where, you know, it's antioxidants and it's a little retinol and some peptides and that kind of stuff and some moisturizing agents. And they're all kind of the same, but and they work on exfoliating and collagen stimulation and protection through antioxidants. But this is truly different. This works on that other system, we believe, through that oxytocin-like pathway. And so that's where I am. We've come out with a line that is very popular in my office, and I'm starting to offer it all over the country.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, guys, we've got beauty and brains, and you just said, hey, you know what, skincare? Hold my beer or tea. I'm going to get in here and get peer-reviewed. Dr. Nicole is a baddie, guys. Okay, I'm so excited about this because this is so cool. Like, you know, I always tell, you know, I tell my fiance, please put some sunscreen on, okay? It's the largest organ in your body. He's like, oh, I've got my hat. I'm like, well, are you wearing your hat on your arms? So, I mean, it's just like, you know, this the skin is your largest organ. It makes sense to me, and I'm no scientist, but it makes sense to me why the Q-tocin and the love, you know, this love, you call it the love skin, what'd you call it, love spell? No, what did you call it?
Well, it's the love hormone, right?
The love hormone.
Yeah, it's the love hormone. It's we have more of it. The more human interaction we have and the more love we have in our life and the more positive interactions we have,
yes,
you have more oxytocin and you feel better, you look better. It's
yes.
Great.
Yes, this is fantastic. Okay, so Q-tocin is your brand. And so I want folks to understand where they can get it. And do you have a wait list? I mean, you probably do have a wait list.
So right now we don't, but it's a funny story. I'm glad you asked that question because when my first product was my cream, which I have here, you can
yes.
see. So Q-tocin cream. And, you know, it was like we were coming out of COVID, right? And
yeah.
What a horrible time for oxytocin that was, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody was depleted. So we were coming out of there and you couldn't always get ingredients to make the product. You couldn't get packaging or whatever. And so, you know, shipments were not always regular. They were a little sporadic. And, you know, I've, as I mentioned in the beginning, I've been doing this for 21 years, and I've sold other fully loaded creams. Like my Qtosin cream is an all-in-one. It has all the other stuff you want. It has a very gentle retinol. It has peptides. It has antioxidants. It has everything you want. But when you put that botanical in, it's magic, because nothing else works like this that's on the market. And so people would get really hooked. And I knew who was on it, you know, when they're coming into the office. And sometimes I'd tell them, I'm really sorry, but we're stuck. We're waiting for a shipment. And they'd be like, what do you mean you don't have it? And I'm like, well, sorry, we're
it's
out.
On the container. It's on the container in the Pacific. I'm sorry.
No, it's USA made. So, but some, you know, some the actual containers come from across seas, but everything's formulated and made in the USA.
Great.
And so, so they would panic. And I, like I said, I've been selling similar products, but without the botanical in it for decades. And I've never had people panic like that before. And that's when I knew I had something. I was like, wow, this is good.
It's good that folks are hooked on it and that you are peer reviewed. It's got to feel great as a scientist and an expert for all those years, you know, to have the peers sign off. That gives so much credibility. Not that you needed their, you know, applause. It's always good to feel that way. I want my viewers and listeners to reach out and order this product. I also want to talk to you offline. I have a few people I think that if we got this in their hands, we can kind of make it go viral. So we're going to talk.
I would love that. I would love that. I want to show you guys. I don't know if this is going to work on camera, but this is a before and after.
Okay.
Does it show?
Yes. Go closer. There you go. Oh my gosh. You guys, on the right is the after, obviously.
Yeah. So this is before. And this is after, and all she did was Qtosin.
Wow.
I have one more. That's why I drove into the office tonight to show these to you. This one, if you can see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Before and after.
How many weeks did it take?
This lady was a month. Nice. And the other lady, gosh, I want to say she was a little longer. Gosh, I think I messed my camera up. Hello.
We can still see and hear you. You're fine.
But wow. But okay. Yeah, so most people are going to see a really nice improvement after about a month. Sometimes things take longer. But it's a fantastic, fantastic line. People, like I said, get hooked. I've personally been using it for 5 years now, and we have a huge following in the office, but I just wanted to I love getting the message out, and I love telling people not just about the product line, but also that they need to pay attention to love and connection in their lives, because it's so important.
Thank you, Dr. Nicole. We're going to have you back. I want to talk to you again. I'm going to connect you with someone offline, like I said, to get this word out. You guys, Dr. Nicole here from Oxytocin. Right?
Thank you so much. Qtosin, go to qtosin.com, qtosin.com. And I'm going to put up a coupon code for your listeners for a limited time. If they put in LA30, they'll get 30% off.
What?
On all of the full sizes. We also have a little bag with little samples in it, but that's nice. Unfortunately I can't discount that one, but that's only $24.99.
Wow.
For the little bag, so you can try all the products, and it has a little card in it explaining what to use when, depending on, you know, if you're sensitive or normal skin.
Oh my God, doctor, thank you for that beautiful offer. You guys, get this for Women's Month. Give it to your men. Give it to everybody. You're coming back, doctor. Thank you.
I would love to. I would love to. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. All right, dear. All right, guys, we've got Steve next. Steve, welcome to the startup, and thank you for waiting. We were having.
Hi, Monique. How are you?
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Oh, it's good to see you on a Sunday. Let's go full screen. Steve, introduce yourself. Tell us all about your book.
Steve Vesey, the author of The One Ordinary Man, the novel based on the true story of Harry Hopkins. It's it's been a wonderful ride so far, and really enjoying the process of bringing Harry Hopkins' story to audiences throughout the United States.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about who Harry is. Tell us a little bit more about Harry and why he was one ordinary man.
Yeah, he was a really special character. He joined the Roosevelt administration in 1933 and began the process of helping people find jobs during the Great Depression, which was really a catastrophic event. And his story is really remarkable in the sense that his wife at the time, a woman by the name of Barbara Duncan, passed with breast cancer. He himself was diagnosed with cancer basically 3 months after she passed.
Wow.
And he was debilitated with malnutrition for the rest of his days. And despite the fact that he had all of these really challenges in front of him, and from by the way, the creator of the CWA, the WPA, the creator of these really wonderful organizations that helped us, helped the United States get through the Great Depression. Soon after that, he was enlisted by Franklin Roosevelt to help with the total defense of the United States. And that total defense, of course, at the end of, by 1945, resulted in the United States becoming victorious in World War II. So he was a really special character in that the 12-year period, which arguably, Monique, is one of the great periods, most difficult periods of U.S. history from 1933 to 1945. Harry Hopkins was the guy behind the curtain pulling the levers to really achieve the things that we achieved as a country.
Wow. It's really important now, you know, to look at history and see what we can draw from it to be even better. And I love mm-hmm. that you're bringing this gentleman's life to the forefront. How long did it take for you to finish this book?
So it's really, that's a story all by itself, Monique. Actually started with a TV series, believe it or not. And that's how it started. And then basically after crafting the TV series, decided to write the novel. And the novel is really crafted based upon the TV series. So it took a total of, between research and everything else, about 3.5 years in total.
Wow. Very impressive.
Yeah, the truth, Monique, is I'd like to say I labored hard over every single thing, but the truth is it was really an enjoyable process.
I can tell by your body language. Yeah, you get very radiant. I've never met you, but it's a pleasure now, and I can tell by your body language. I really do.
It's really certainly one of my passions. That period of history is really one of my passions, for sure.
Well, you know what? I love this. I think, like I said, it's very timely to learn for the past. We had another veteran and a historian, Michael Bedenbaugh, who wrote, Reviving Our Republic. And I'm learning so much from him because, you know, we learn stuff in school, but it's good to revisit from other angles, right? And get that 30,000-foot view.
Yeah. No, it's for sure. And you know what, Monique? The really interesting thing about it is that we – Folks have asked me this question before. They said, you know, what is it that makes it different? What makes this so different and so applicable to today? What's going on today? And one of the things that really is really, to me at least, is apparent is the folks who operated in 1933 to 1945 operated from a sense of duty. It was a sense that they had a duty to do the greater good for the greatest number of Americans. And today we have this sense of performance for performance. And frankly, that's not how they operated. They just did not operate that way. They operated from the sense of we have things that we need to do for the greater good of our country. And so that was it's a very interesting dynamic, frankly, as compared to the kind of things that we experience today.
I like that you point that out, and it brings anything back to the why. You know, why do we start it? Why do we write a book? What is our driving factor?
Yep.
Where can we find this book? I know my copy's coming in the mail soon, I hope.
Oh, look out.
Yes, where can folks pick up the book?
Amazon.com. There are three versions. There's the paperback, of course. There's a Kindle version. And there's an audio version as well. And you can absolutely pick up any one of those copies from them.
Steve, thank you so much. I will be very excited to get it. And folks, get this. I think this is really going to help. You know, history is really going to give you knowledge is power. And if you're feeling a little powerless or confused, go look at history and look at what Steve has put together with this book. One Ordinary Man. Congratulations, Stephen. Thank you for the startup.
Thank you so much. Very much. Appreciate it, Monique. Thank you for
your
time.
You're welcome. Yes, thank you. And guys, what a great show. We covered a lot of great things. We're going to get Nancy back. What will you start today? We'll see you back in LA. And thank you so much to Arrowhead Lake Inn. See you guys. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.